money sexy. That's your view on money. Yeah. That's your relationship with money.
CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark, where we talk tax strategies and wealth building. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful co-host and CPA, Marit. And we are going to talk about money mindset today. So I'm kind of excited.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited, because I feel like, and I say this on like my social media channels a lot too, because it's really a deep passion of mine. I feel like there's a gap in the financial industry when it comes to money mindset. You have like these teachers that want to teach taxes, accounting, practical strategies. I love that. I teach those. Or you have the spiritual like wealth coaches that are like, let's teach you how to get around all of these things in your mind to, you know, help you get to where you would even want to do the strategies. But we need to combine the two. It's like we need to make it a comprehensive, and the main center point of everything, in my belief, is money mindset. Because if you don't have that right money mindset, you're gonna not try to even do a business or do your passion or do whatever you love to make money, or you're going to completely put your head in the sand when it comes to the practical strategies. And you're going to be like, ah, I can't, I don't want to deal with taxes. I'm like, not going to do that. I don't like it. I don't understand it. And these are just two different sides of the coin of money mindset that we need to talk about more, because it's exactly what's going to help propel you to the next level, no matter where you are in your business and in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a couple of different ways that people, depending on who you talk to and their age bracket, right? So if you're talking to like, say your parents, and they're in their like 60s or 70s, they might think differently than somebody that you speak to that's in their like 30s or 40s versus people that are in their like 20s, and how everybody views, how everybody's money mindset is different. And I know, like, when I talk to somebody like my parents or my parents' age, their theory is to save, save, save. They want to see their money in the bank, or see their investments, their cash in like, you know, a Fidelity account or an Edward Jones or something like that. They want to see the money, where that's not always the best strategy. If you talk to somebody like me, who's constantly trying to build more wealth, I'm looking to diversify and to, I always say, like, make myself uncomfortable. Like, that's the best. I use that like with my clients when we're talking training and nutrition, and like, you know, we're pushing that extra rep or two, and it's like, it's a set of 10. And I'm like, maybe we're going to do 12 or 15 because you have more in you, and they're dying. And I'm like, yeah, but this is the uncomfortable feeling. That's where you're building the most strength. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. I totally transferred that mental outlook to wealth building, because me and Chris do the same thing with like, I don't want to see money in my account. Like, I want to see a comfortable amount of money where my bills are covered. Yes, I don't want to miss a bill, and my credit card is zeroed out every single month without fail. But I want to be in a situation where I look at my account and I'm like, I need to work today. I can take a day off today. I want to have to work. I want to feel uncomfortable. I want to know that if I don't work and I don't push today and I don't film that next YouTube video today, that I'm going to have less money coming in. And that means that, you know, I'm going to struggle, and I don't want to struggle, but I want to be uncomfortable. And there's a very, very fine line of that you skirt when you do that. So anytime we have like 50 grand extra in the account, we invest it in something. It could be a house. We've recently invested in oil. It could be, I mean, anything. But we're constantly looking to invest and to pull the money out of our bank account so it's not liquid anymore, and put it into something that's going to grow. And that is like,
yeah,
I mean, that's my kind of money mindset in a nutshell. But I guess that's
yeah. And I think that investing, that is scary. You know, like, there's never a 100% you know for sure you're going to get your return. Mm-hmm. So I can see why, with the way you think about it and the way you think about money when you're investing, that is making you uncomfortable. But at the same time, you know that it's like for you, it's the right thing. I mean, that is really what they say. Anybody who is very, very wealthy, they didn't just get it from working hard. They got it from investing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know that that's like the basic foundational principle of building wealth is like you have to invest your money and let it grow along with you as you're, and then yeah, I love it, working to get more.
Yeah,
but I just think too, for me, like you talked about the older generation and their younger generation, but for me, I was kind of like in this middle ground where I feel like a lot of the younger generation, they're so free and they're so smart and they're just so like they get it. And then there's the older generation that kind of like has this fear of scarcity and lack. For me, I didn't even really know that money mindset was a thing. So like we talked about, you know, in our episode where we were getting to know about us, I went to school because I wanted to learn about finances and accounting for my business. And I did it backwards. Like I did all of this practical stuff for like 8 years where I learned every practical tool that I could get on the planet. But then I was still blocked when it came to like earning money, growing money, asking for money, what, you know, for my services, like getting paid a fair wage, because my money mindset was like not in a good place. I had been, you know, raised with scarcity. I was, you know, raised very like poor and with a single mom. And so it took me for one day I woke up and I thought, I want to make money. I want to make money. Like I work with money. I do all these things with money. I know how to like treat money. I know, you know, how to invest money. I know how to account for money. What's my problem? Mm-hmm. And it's like, if I could go back, I would have worked on my money mindset first, because I realized like you can have all these practical tools, but if you have these blocks in your mind where like it's going to stop you from really wanting to, like you might have a block in terms of thinking that you deserve it. You might have a block in terms of thinking that, oh, it comes, but then it goes and I can't get more money. Or you might have this fear of scarcity where you would be afraid to step out and run your own business, even though that's what you really wanted. Let's say you want to be an entrepreneur because you're afraid of, you know, the money and the lack of the money. So that's kind of like where I've realized if you don't have that healthy relationship in terms of like how you think of, I think it's Rachel Cruz. She says money mindset is your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions around money. Mm-hmm. So you can think that you want to make money, mm-hmm. but then when you think about making
your
money,
actions aren't,
you don't even
driving you to making yeah. money.
Yeah. Or you might have these fears where it's like, I thought forever that in order to, like you were talking about working to make more money, mm-hmm. but your work for you, you've structured it to be fulfilling. You've structured it to be something you like. Like I always thought to work to make money is like I have to work very, very hard and I have to really, really prove that I deserve every penny. And that, I mean, after a while, you know, I think this is pretty common in like the money mindset circles when they say, you know, if people who worked really, really hard for their money, if that was how you made a lot of it, then every teacher and every waitress would be rich, right? But it's like there's that whole other side of it of like, getting your mentality around it, or you don't have a problem at all with that part. But like I said at the beginning, when all of a sudden you're hit with a taxes or an accounting or anything practical, you're like, no, yeah. I can't, I don't want to. And then there's your block, because guess what? If you're not open-minded to learning mm-hmm. about that part, everything you made, it'll be gone.
Yeah.
Out the door.
And then that goes into money mindset around like, when you have a goal for something, like I talked about a little bit about investing. So me and Chris had sat down one day and we're like, well, we wanted to buy a house, a rental property. And of course I was like, okay, let's buy a rental property. And Chris was like, I want to have 5 rental properties in 5 years. And I was like, oh, I was like, I don't have that much money in the bank. He's like, we don't have that much money in the bank today, but we can buy one this year and buy one every single year after that until we have 5. And then we'll set another goal. And I was like, okay. And I'm sitting at the table and I'm sweating. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right. So, and then in my head, I'm like, okay, well, this is how much money we have to make each year to be able to afford a down payment on a house. And then it was like, what will this do on my tax return? So now we're watching videos on not just tax strategy. Now we're watching videos on tax strategy around having passive income and rental properties. And do we want to do a long-term mm-hmm. rental or a short-term rental? Do we want all long-term rentals? Do we want all short-term rentals? And you have all these different things that start going through your head. And the big thing was for us was we had gotten our first rental property. And I remember thinking, I was signing the papers. I was like, I don't know if I'm adult enough to be a landlord and handle another piece of property. And you, all this self-doubt starts to come in. And it's like, I have the financial capability. My credit is well over 800. I have no issues getting a loan ever. I have the money for the down payment. So all things are pointing one direction. Like, Kristen, you can do this. So we finally signed the paperwork and we got a renter in there. Like, I did a video on YouTube posting that we're buying our first rental property and the whole process of getting the house. And somebody reached out off of a YouTube video and she's still my renter today. And this was back in 2021. But it just goes to show kind of like the power of like mindset. And it was like, okay, well, I need to put this vibe out there. Like, we're going to buy this house. And I was letting the world know we were doing this because we do that. That's part of my social media, is that everything that we do, whether it's boats, cars, fitness, whatever, now properties, because we're in that, it's all readily available on my YouTube. If it's coming up and it's a topic in my life, it's on my YouTube. So we got our first renter in there immediately. I didn't pay 1 month rent or mortgage on that house without having a renter in there first, which is amazing. It's not super uncommon anymore, but I don't think it's super common either to have it where you didn't have to make one mortgage payment. That's amazing. So then that set me up to think, like, take a breath. I can clearly do this. And then that was June. In October, we bought our second rental property. So not only did we do one in our first year, we did two. So, and we have five already and we've only been doing this for 3 years. So we've already achieved that goal and we're already talking mm-hmm. about what our next goals are. So it's just exciting to see when you write it down. I'm a very big believer when you're talking anything mindset, write it down, draft up how you're going to get there and achieve this goal, and be knowledgeable of different kinds of obstacles that you're going to have in between. Like, maybe you don't have a renter in there right away. Do you have the funds available to, you know, take care of a mortgage on, when you're talking about properties, take care of a mortgage payment in the meantime, stuff like that. But if you're mm-hmm. talking money mindset, you need to write it down and structure it and keep studying and learning, because you're going to find a whole wealth of knowledge behind making more money through investments.
Another thing too, which I think helps you like grow the health of your mindset, like make it stronger and better, is that when you are faced with those moments, like you said, you were faced with that moment of like, who am I to be a landlord? Like, I can't be someone's landlord. You can really like, I try to look at those emotions as they come up and kind of later, I do write it down. I write a lot of stuff down too. Find personally for me, writing down is like amazing, but it's kind of like, why do I feel like who am I to be a landlord? Like, what is that in me that makes me feel like I can't do this? And if you can get down to that like belief about yourself, or in any terms, I feel like money is so energetically and emotionally charged. Mm-hmm. You can think that you want to do something and without even realizing it, you can have this thought that's like, I'm not smart enough to teach taxes. I could be a tax attorney. I could go another level, not just an enrolled agent, a CPA. Now I'm a tax attorney. And if my mindset, if I'm going to let those negative thoughts be like, who are you to teach tax attorney stuff? You know, it's like, it all goes down to some inner core belief. And if you can find those and then be like, well, that's ridiculous, and get rid of it, slowly your decisions start to get, like you said, then you got a second rental, yeah. Then it's easier. It's better. You're growing. It's like growing that that belief of whatever's holding you back, getting rid of those negative beliefs.
The confidence,
especially
boost.
When it comes to money. Yeah, for sure. Take it. And then, of course, like you said, you got to take the action. Mm-hmm. You have to actually have an actionable plan. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like your mind can just completely stop you before you even get there. And even beyond your mind, it's like your core inner beliefs about yourself. Lots of times, like if we grow up in heart, and you see those people that maybe they're like, I grew up in poverty, I grew up with nothing, and they have millions of mm-hmm. dollars, and they're like, I built myself from the ground up. And then there's other people that are like, I grew up in poverty, I grew up with nothing, and I still have nothing, mm-hmm. and I'm still, you know, working and, you know, trying to take care of my family. And it's like getting down to what shaped your beliefs around it and fixing those ones that are not true,
yeah,
can really help you be so much more successful.
Yeah. And I love that you said that money was the way it's charged.
Yeah.
Like it that alone drives people. Like money is sexy. Money is it's what drives our world, really. But it's not the money or the cash that's in the bank. It's what you're doing with that cash. It's how you're managing that cash. And
yeah, but look what you just said. You just said money's sexy. That's your view on money. Yeah. That's your relationship with money. You could ask someone else and they'd be like, money is so stressful.
Yeah,
I hate money. So like, oh, money. That's how I was forever. It's like mm-hmm. money is so stressful. And mm-hmm. I have had to evaluate my relationship with money over these years to be like, how can you make more of something and like have it be a positive thing in your life if you're looking at it as awful and stressful? I would so much rather, and now I do, look at money as sexy like you do. Yeah, I love it.
I love that. It's just about the mindset, man. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's just fixing it. Yeah. But taking action is that key component. You can fix your mm-hmm. mindset, but you have to take action. So you have to be able to pitch yourself as this brilliant CPA and tell people what you're worth. Demand it.
Yeah. And maybe our viewers will want to watch more of our practical videos because this video inspires them to say, hey, they're right. I really do need to just open my mind to learn about these practical strategies, even though they're kind of triggering and they kind of make me feel like, ugh, I don't want to. Yeah. But they're right. I'm going to give it a shot because the more open-minded you are to encompass these kind of practical tax mm-hmm. strategies, like we've talked before about how knowledge is power, the more you're just like Kristen, you're very open-minded to learning. You're like, we want to get a rental. Let's see how that's going to affect our taxes. I don't know if you already knew that rental strategy, like there's some of the best tax strategies in rental real estate, or if you were like rental and then let's see how it affects our taxes. But either way, I mean, you can make better decisions when you're more open-minded to like, you know, learning everything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did our homework ahead of time. We made sure that this was a step that we wanted to go. I didn't have a full understanding of passive versus active income when we first mm-hmm. bought our first property. That's a video for another time, but we yeah. did try and learn as much as we could to make sure that that was an appropriate investment. I knew we didn't want to be in the stock market and that we all have some kind of investment in the stock market. We wanted to do something else. And it was like, well, the rich people are all buying properties and building their portfolios. So we're like, well, let's start a portfolio and see where it goes. But I will tell you that I'm scared more often than not because we constantly have that discomfort feeling around like our bank accounts because we're constantly pushing money to be invested. So I'm uncomfortable and have a stressful relationship with money more often than finding it sexy. But the things that I can do mm-hmm. with money and when I like achieve the little steps, everything is a stepping stone. I do this with fitness too. Every step you take, it's like another stepping stone towards the ultimate goal. And every time I make like a small achievement, I'm like, I celebrate and I'm like, yay, money's sexy again. And then it's like, okay, head down, hustle, and you step. And then you hit the next achievement and it's like, yay, again. So it's not like, I don't want anybody to think like, oh, Kristen just thinks money's sexy and, you know, things just come to her. We work really, really hard And more often than not, it's not so sexy and it's a game of hustle. But when you make those achievements and when we're able to take a pot of money and put it towards something like a house, or like I said earlier, we did oil this past year, when we can make those kinds of investments, that to me, that part is sexy. Hustling, I mean, sometimes it sucks, but it's what gives you the outcome that you want. So you have to be willing to do the work too.
And it's a never ending journey. It is. Like you said, you'll always have those moments of like fear and doubt. Yeah. And I think it's like, I've seen this a lot with people in the fitness industry. There's like a different mindset that comes when you're like pushing your physical health the way that you do. And like you, I should do it more. You need to help me do it more. But people are very mentally strong when they're physically strong. I have no scientific evidence to back that up, except for what I've seen is usually the two coincide. So, I mean, yeah, I just think that overall around what you're doing is like really working to create that comprehensive, strong, beautiful person that you are.
It's just discipline, and discipline goes, it goes in the gym, it goes in the kitchen, and it follows you to work and it follows you to your family. So if you're making the time for work and you're able to wrap your head around making time for the gym, and Lord knows you're able to wrap your head around making time for your family, it's just making that time and being active towards it and not saying like, okay, I need to take a minute to myself or I need to rest or whatever. Just discipline, just structure it and, you know, take action and move forward every day.
And watch our podcast episodes as they come out.
Make sure you're subscribing to the channel,
learning
guys.
More.
I think that's all we have on a muscle yeah. mindset, I was going to say.
Yes.
Money mindset.
They're the same.
Yeah. In my head, they're the same. My muscles work the same way. My brain is a muscle. So I hope you guys liked this video. I hope you guys learned a little bit about some money mindset strategies. And of course, you can comment below with any questions that you have. Make sure you're subscribing to CPA After Dark. And we will see you guys on the next one.